Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Crappy Quiz on Off The Ball
with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido Crappy Quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. And this week, the Crappy Quiz is delighted to be in association with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA 2026 World Cup. Smell your best when you look your worst. Very appropriate for us. Mm. You might not be hearing us in all the usual radio slots so often anymore, but don't worry, the quiz is alive and well on YouTube and as a podcast. With all that said, all that's left to do is to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry. And what a lineup we've got. Up first, this contestant nearly didn't bother showing up to the quiz today. When he heard that Mick, what's my nickname this week, McCarthy, wasn't around to take his now ritual paddling, the same thrill just wasn't there for him. Alas, he was coaxed in. Whoa. we'll fix that one in post. Alas, he was coaxed in with the promise that there'd be some relatively fresh meat for him to pulverize. Am I getting sued? Am I one of my last appearances?
Yeah.
Please welcome David, the Fountain Wilson.
How are we? Yeah. Yeah. It's
you're wearing the Maradona top and everything.
This is actually Ronaldo, this one.
Is it?
Yeah, Brazilian Ronaldo. So yeah, we've gone for a football jersey themed here.
Mm. Not bad.
Yeah, just in case someone tunes in and thinks this is like the rest is politics.
Yeah.
So let everybody know.
Yeah.
We're serious sporting concern here.
Let's wait and see what the result of this comment
exactly,
is.
Yeah.
Up next, Chris for David's Mill. Please welcome Cameron running up that hill.
Wow, short today. I don't like that you're host. I feel like you're insulating yourself from some much needed slagging before you go. You should be here with the great unwashed.
No.
Is it? No, this time.
All right. Finally, this contestant had a dream come true this week. After months of what amounted to outright begging, Andrew Trimble finally succumbed and came into the OTB studio to chat with him about Ulster rugby. I think you were the best player Ulster's ever had, Trimbo. 70 caps. It's only half of what you deserve, Trimby. Do you think you and me could be friends, Trims? One down, Ferris, McCluskey and Bow left to go. It's Dara, the Calvin Colossus, Smith Nocton.
Do you know what? These scripts are always, they tell lies generally. Wow. Yeah, that is spot on.
He
said no to me so many times. And I was nervous. Before we get started, I'd like to apologise to the people, the fans, the viewers and the listeners of the quiz, because last week I was criticised for my lack of enthusiasm. So today, let's go.
All right.
I'm ready for it.
Pumped. Jeez,
that's my energy now for the quiz.
Didn't know where that was going to go.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that in, you know. I caught some pelters last week and I was like, you're right. I listened to the people, you know.
I did see those comments. Those people are idiots.
Did you make those comments?
No.
Okay. David's brother.
No.
Please send any questions you have to us via email. crappyquiz@offtheball.com. Mick is on holidays. I would suggest, you know, it'd be a nice little present for him to come back to if you were to send some questions. It's been a while. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, you can still send us your questions via postcard to Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. All right, let's get to it. Round one. Call your shot round. I give you a question with a list of available answers. Weird questions this week, not going to lie. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder will get first dibs at the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they can't manage it, the remaining two players are asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. It sounds more complicated than it is. If that mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. We're going to start with David, then Cameron, then Dara. Round one, question one. David, any men's Rugby World Cup winning head coach? There are nine. How many of them can you name correctly?
Okay. I'll go five.
Whoa.
Go six. I'll pass okay. On.
Yeah. David, you're out, yeah, I presume, unless you want to up the ante to seven of the nine.
Oh. No, go on six.
Oh, screw you guys. Lovely six collegiate atmosphere here today.
Yeah.
Six is just about doable, but...
Okay.
You got this, man.
Got this. Razzie Erasmus.
Two-time winner. Friend of the show.
He's probably watching this, actually.
Yeah.
He watched this before.
Was he technically head coach?
We're taking Razzie.
Yeah, 2019 he was, certainly.
We're giving him the credit for 19 and 23.
Okay, perfect.
I mean,
which is
there goes another incorrect answer. Here we are. Steve Hansen.
Okay. Steve Hansen, 2015.
Graham Henry.
2011. So we have the last, most recent four.
Jake White.
Correct.
Clive Woodward.
Five. Correct.
Okay. 99. 99 is the one I'm not 100% sure on. 95, I can't remember the coach's name.
I actually have no recollection of the 95 coach whatsoever.
Yeah, he's not, yeah. He kind of got pushed off.
No, he's not in the movie.
No.
Maybe he is in the movie, but...
yeah, it's not.
Director's cut.
Yeah, he's probably played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. But that would have been memorable. 91. Who was 91 and who
How
was
many
87?
Is that five?
Five, yeah.
Oh, it's going to kill me if I don't get 99.
It's a great question.
I know these. Mm. Yeah. Five would have been a good shout, you bollocks.
I'm gonna have to take a guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, gonna. No, I don't even have a guess.
All right. Well, I can't tell you anything yet, but
no.
We're missing 87, 91, 95, and 99.
I don't think I have any, to be honest. Was not alive for any of those.
See, he has to bid first.
He has to bid first, yeah. So are you bidding?
Well, I don't have an answer.
So is he bidding?
So.
What happens here? Do you both get carrot points?
We've actually never had two carrots at the same time. Yeah.
Two carrots.
It's like the worst auction ever.
Two carrots means no points.
No points.
No points
means no points.
Oh, great.
That's a great answer, Emma.
Well, had I known.
That is the right
had
answer.
Had I known.
Yeah, so come on, guess.
No, you may guess.
We're in the entertainment business here, folks.
I don't.
You may guess, because you're next.
It's 99 backwards, like.
Yeah.
These are all like
this is quite bad for me now.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is like a bachelor auction. I'm on offer.
He guesses.
Well, sorry, it's no points round, right? That's what we're deciding. It's
No. He guesses, no. And then I get the point.
No, that can't be.
He's next.
Nobody's guessing. So
okay. Yes. Then I should be able to.
When you all pass, you can guess. Yeah, but see, that's a bit.
I'll guess.
Are you risking the point?
No, I won't guess them.
Oh, wow. Okay, I won't risk the point. That's so spiteful.
God, okay, man. That's fine.
That's probably an amazing
zeros there. All around.
Yeah, big fat zeros. Jeez. Any guesses?
No.
No, like I couldn't think of 99.
So 99 was Rod McQueen.
Oh, man, Rod.
I got that.
Oh, Lightning himself. Kitch Christie.
It was 95.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody?
Lost history, that fella.
Yeah, 100%.
I had those five though, but...
Bob Dwyer was 91. That was the one that I thought maybe you might have some idea of because he's relatively famous. And in 1987, Brian Lachore, L-O-C-H-O-R-E,
okay.
Lachore.
Yeah.
He's New Zealander.
Again, yeah.
The cult of the coach kind of came in during the millennium.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is true, yeah.
Damon should have got Affleck to play. What was his name? Kitch Christie?
Kitch Christie, yeah. Great name.
Yeah, because it sounds like a bit rolling Invictus.
Okay, round one, question two. Cameron opens the bidding. Any player who scored a men's FIFA World Cup goal for England since France 98?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know because Arthur's not here to tell us. Since France 98 would suggest...
Inclusive?
After.
After, you would think. Sure, they didn't.
Since.
They weren't at France 98, isn't that the story?
No, they were.
No.
What am I missing? Only.
England are at France 98.
All right, well...
Simeone.
He's a goal scorer in 94, 98. I don't remember that at all. What happened? Don't tell me now. Why have I just totally blanked? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Nearly give an answer there.
Yeah.
How many is there altogether?
28.
28. Oh, dear. Oh, God. I'm going to go 14.
14. Yeah, I'll go 15.
I'll go 16.
All right, let's see where this is going. I'll go...
Of course.
I'll go 18, just because I don't want David to get his flex category.
Yeah, crack on there, lads.
Right, Harry Kane.
David has a bid.
I get the bid, no?
Yeah,
you
go on, keep in.
You bid there.
Take Harry Kane off the table.
You got a feel there.
So 18, is it?
18 is to beat.
Go on ahead.
All right, Harry Kane...
Okay, Harry Kane, yeah. Now ahead of Pelé, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
In fairness, he's been pretty good.
Pretty good. Marcus Rashford.
That's one. Rashford is two. Rashford has scored four World Cup goals, as of the writing of this quiz.
Jesse Lingard.
Jay Ling is just the one. But you said it with such confidence.
I've made such a mistake here. Harry Maguire.
Harry Maguire with one World Cup goal, yeah.
Wayne Rooney.
Rooney. One World Cup goal.
Stevie G.
Steven Gerrard. Three World Cup goals.
Peter Crouch.
One World Cup goal.
Emil Heskey.
Heskey with the one World Cup goal.
That's a good start, Cameron.
How many are you on?
I have
two. Three.
Three?
One, joke. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
You've
got eight.
Ten to go.
Ten to go, right.
Just the ten.
Easy. We're easy. Horsing through them. Don't
easy
worry
peasy.
About it.
Easy peasy. Michael Owen.
Correct. Four World Cup goals for Michael Owen.
Raheem Sterling.
Diddly-doo. One World Cup goal for Raheem. Okay.
Daniel Sturridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One World Cup goal.
All right, cycle through the strikers now. Donny Welbeck?
No.
No.
Just give me a second just to make sure. Let me get out of it. No.
No. Take it home, Dara.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You got 11.
So there's 17 left.
So what's your bid, Dara?
17 left.
You bidding all 17?
I'll bid 5.
I go 6.
Back to you.
I go 7.
I'll go 8.
8 of 18.
Go 9.
Barely a pass mark. Well, we're up to 50%. Can you name more than 50% of the remaining England goal scorers since the 1998 World Cup?
I'll go 10.
Yeah, crack on.
Okay. Dele Alli.
Dele Alli.
That's a great shout.
It is. 1.
Jude Bellingham.
Jude, 4 World Cup goals. It's 2 of your 10.
Alan Shearer.
Shearer, yeah. Scored twice in World Cups. Since 98. It's a 94 one they didn't qualify for, obviously.
That's Joe Cole.
Yeah, I saw that. I did. So how many have you got now? 3? 4.
4. David Beckham.
5. Yeah, scored 3 goals. 5 more to go.
Jack Grealish.
He scored once. And you have 4 more to go.
Struggling here now. Phil Foden.
Correct.
Oh,
1.
You should have just gone for it. He's getting the point either way.
3 more to go.
We'll see. We'll see.
Let's see. Matt Upson.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's see Matt Upson. Yeah, he's got this.
The header.
2 to go.
Now we're struggling.
The last 3 guesses has got an absolutely amazing answer each time.
I know, yeah. See, there's a few that just stick out in memory, don't they? I think he scored.
Oh, how did I forget that game?
Eric Dier?
No.
Oh, Euros, dear. He scored Euros, didn't he?
Oh, that's annoying.
Darren Anderson, Sol Campbell, Jermaine Defoe, Rio Ferdinand, Jordan Henderson.
I had,
not just the vibes, man.
I had Henderson or Dyer.
Good around the dressing room.
Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
Paul Scholes, John Stones.
Yeah.
And Kay Tripps.
I had Kieran Trippier written down. I had
yeah, there was a fullback. I had Kyle Walker anyway. Oh. So
David Nil, Cameron Nil, Dara 1. We are up and running finally after about 45 minutes.
That's how you play the game right there.
Beautiful.
It's as interminable as the World Cup. Round 1, question 3. Dara opens the bidding. Every trophy up for grabs in the annual games between men's Six Nations competitors.
That is awful.
There are 8 of these. Arthur is obviously...
He's to name the trophies.
He's had a bad week. Yeah. He's a bit of a tough week. Name the trophies.
The name of the trophies. Yes. What?
I'm telling you, it's an outrageous question. You should all go on strike.
Yeah.
I don't know
the names of the trophies.
The names of the trophies?
Yes.
That's a ridiculous question.
It is a ridiculous question.
I think I know one, so I'm going to say 1.
I'm like the priest at Mass. I'm just a vessel of higher power. He's coming down to you and I'm supposed to turn this shite into blood and body and I can't do nothing with it.
I'll say 1.
Anybody? Cameron, this is actually the type of stuff that you would have done a large
no, toss right no, up
David,
your
Kenny David, about. David goes first. He gets the bid first.
He actually, Cameron knows all 8. He's just going to wait and go.
Yeah, he's 2.
I'll go 4.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, one. Yeah, go for 4 there, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The Calcutta Cup, anyone?
Calcutta
Cup. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
The Centenary Quake.
Wait. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. The Millennium Trophy.
So the Centenary Quake is Ireland versus Scotland. It's that thing that looks like...
It's got 3 handles.
Okay.
Why do you need that?
Calcutta has 3 handles as well, isn't it?
Calcutta Cup, England versus... Sorry, what was the last one you said?
The Millennium Trophy.
England versus Ireland. You need 1 more for the point.
And the Giuseppe Garibaldi Trophy.
Garibaldi, wow.
Is the new French Ireland one, is that a Galatea or something stupid? Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Stupid, yeah.
Solidarity.
Solidarity.
En français, but we call it solidarity.
Yeah.
We can manage
our EU partners.
Any other?
I know that's it.
The Auld Alliance Trophy, France versus Scotland.
What? The Alliance against
and fat load of good at them.
Against England, yeah. They've never actually worked. The Cutita Cup is Scotland versus Italy. Oh, sounds a little bit like, you know, they were at the Scotch. We're looking at the Calcutta Cup and needed a name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know, maybe Cutita is something really, you know, tragic and heartbreaking. If it is, I apologise. The Doddy Weir Cup, Wales versus Scotland.
Okay, yeah.
And the Solidarity. That's it. Solidarity. Good point, Cameron.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a David Hill,
Cameron won. Dara won. So wasn't it? It turned out to be a good question. Got 50% of them. Yeah. Right, no Bob Dylan anniversary this week. That's not going to stop us introducing a little bit of class and culture to proceedings in round two. 60 years ago this week, a little-known Liverpool outlet called The Beatles were atop the Irish singles chart with Paperback Writer, their eighth number one hit in this country. With that in mind, I'm going to ask you each to pick a number between 1 and 6. Each number corresponds with one of the other Beatles' number one singles in Ireland. And a loosely related, very loosely related sports question. We're going to go up and down the line here. You need to have two goals at this. 1 point for every right answer. If you get the answer wrong, it will not be passed over. The order is David, Cameron, Dara, Dara, Cameron, David. All clear. Let's get underway. Give me a number, David.
Number 5.
Number 5. I Feel Fine from 1964. Sligo's county board were fined £250 in the summer of 2001 following an All-Ireland qualifier against Dublin in Croke Park. Why? Were you born?
I was born, yeah. 2001. There's not even any, like...
It's an amazing bridge.
There's nothing.
There.
I guess if you're from Sligo, like the quizmaster himself, it's probably...
Arthur's just been dying to write that question.
Yeah.
That's all that
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're fined £250 Sligo against Dublin because they arrived late to the game.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
Anybody, any other guesses for no points?
Did they boycott the game?
No.
They didn't have enough players.
They did have enough players. They didn't boycott the game. They had played against Kildare in the previous round and shockingly beat Kildare. But they obviously couldn't wear their normal kit. They wore all black and they refused to change from their all black kit against the Dubs.
That was the birth of the white jersey, wasn't it, for Kildare? Or no, for Sligo. No, what am I saying? Forget it.
That what? Escalated quickly.
Forget it.
No, roll back.
I'm confused over here. Don't mind me.
Kildare had no kit one time and took flower bags, and that's why they were the all whites. But that's like in the mists of time.
There was like a clash between the two that like bursted the black jersey, though, right?
That I think that might be the start of
that. Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Cameron.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Do you need to pick a number between 1 and 6?
Number 2.
All You Need Is Love, 1967. Can you name any team that NBA champion Kevin Love has represented in his 18-year career?
Oh, Christ. I was hoping it'd be like Davis Love III. Although I don't know anything about him apart from his name. Kevin Love.
I have a couple now. Won't lie.
This is such a punt. This is not my field. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
No.
No.
Cavs.
Yeah.
Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Was he at the Lakers at some point?
No. No. The Timberwolves and the Utah Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Sunrise, sunset.
Is there much jazz in Utah? I would have thought that maybe you
pretty
need
hot
to...
jazz scene there. Yeah.
You need a bit of drinking, really, to do jazz.
Modern jazz would be an interesting...
Yeah.
It's like the lakes in L.A. There's no lakes in L.A. It's, they move from Minnesota or something.
There's
the same thing
there's
with jazz.
Amish heavy metal. Do you know that?
I didn't.
I don't know how that works.
It's a slot and pack, Henny.
There's no no electricity.
Yeah. How does that even work?
I don't know.
They just do MTV Unplugged.
Version of, yeah. Okay. Sarah?
Number 1.
Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah.
What three clubs has Jude Bellingham played for in his professional
Christ
career?
Here. How did I
nice
get...
Nice one.
Name something random about Sligo.
I think maybe...
Now listen.
Questions get
equally weighted.
More difficult as they go on. I've just noticed this. So go on.
Can I answer my question? Yeah.
You can. Yeah.
Birmingham.
Correct.
Borussia Dortmund.
Correct.
And Real Madrid.
Hey, excellent.
Real Madrid.
Real. All right. Don't be salty.
Do it again.
No, I did it twice now. You're not getting a third time.
Give the people what
my
they
next
want.
Guess.
Dara.
My next guess. Am I going again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What numbers are free there?
Three.
I'll have that one. Yeah. Sure.
Four. Six. So number three. From Me to You, 1963. Do you want to give us a blast?
No. No, I'm annoyed now.
Oh, wow.
Sulking over there.
Kevin Nolan played for Sam Allardyce at three different Premier League clubs. Ooh. Name them.
West Ham.
Correct.
Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Leeds.
Oh, so close. He hits the crossbar.
Bolton.
Bolton is the correct answer. Yeah. Two out of three. Yeah. Not bad, but not good enough. So we have question four or six left, Cameron.
Four, please.
Help, 1965. At what distance did Sonia O'Sullivan, her initials spell out SOS, which in naval parlance is...
That is such a...
Cry for help. And
like a tenuous link.
Very tenuous, I want to say. Yeah, Quizmaster is having a nightmare here. At what distance did Sonia O'Sullivan win her 1995 World Championship gold and 2000 Olympics silver medals?
The 1500?
No.
That was the 800.
It was the 5000.
Jesus.
Fine.
Okay, question six.
Guess he needs help on that one.
Hard Day's Night. National Hockey League franchise, the Golden Knights.
Jesus. Dave's getting shot.
Differently.
Yeah.
Are based in which US city?
Las Vegas.
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah, because Ross only fucking goes on about them every day out there, does he?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a ridiculous round.
Yeah, that was a horrific round. But David, all right.
He came away with a point, though.
David won, Cameron won, Dara two. It is the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. I'm going to ask you each for a name that's on a list of names that I have in front of me. If you get it right, the parcel passes on to the next player. If you get it wrong, the parcel explodes, covering you in shame. Question three, round three, question one. David, Cameron, Dara. There are 32 answers here. Any Irish rugby international who has scored against Australia in the 21st century?
How many years ago?
Scored a try.
32. Yeah. Well, it says scored.
I'd imagine.
You see? That's why.
I'd say you'll be grand.
2000. okay. Shirley. Brian O'Driscoll.
Correct, yeah. An amazing try. In,
2003.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keith Earls.
Earlsy.
My pen is dying. Can I get a pen? I request a pen. My pen is is no longer with us. Mac Hansen.
Mac Hansen.
Hinson.
He's correct. That's fine. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. What?
Shirley James Lowe.
You out, sucker.
Really, yeah?
Stinker.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a toughie.
He's not on my list.
Thank you, Anna.
Oh, where'd that come from?
Don't worry about it.
Rob Kearney.
HIJKL. You out, sucker. This is
no.
The
loss.
We got three of the 32.
That's pretty poor now.
That was pretty embarrassing. Will I go through them? Do you have any more?
I hadn't have enough time to write them all down. I had Henshaw there. He scored in the most recent game.
Bundy Aki, Ryan Baird, Neil Best, Rory Best, Tommy Bowe, Ross Byrne, Joey Carberry, Andrew Conway, Jack Crowley, Caelan Darstig, Furlong, Ian Henderson, Robbie Henshaw, Dennis Hickey, Shane Horgan, David Humphreys, Paddy Jackson, John Kelly, Dennis Levy, Ian Madigan, Gus McCarthy, Jordan Murphy, Ronan O'Gara, Sam Prendergast, Gary Ringrose, Jonathan Sexton, CJ Stander, Josh Van der Fleer, Simon Zeebo. Hang your heads in shame.
Just name an Irish rugby player, basically.
Yeah,
you're probably James Lowe. How's James Lowe not scored against?
Yeah, we are not far off.
That's mad.
David won, Cameron won, Dara two.
Three.
Dara gets that one. Dara's moved on to three. And three, question two. Name any team that has won Major League Baseball's World Series in the 21st century. In the case where a team's name or place has changed since they won the title, we require their name at the time of the success.
Okay.
Wow.
There are 16. And the order is Cameron, Dara, David.
The Chicago Cubs.
2016, yeah.
The Red Sox.
04, 07, 13 and 18.
The Houston Astros.
Houston Astros, 2017 and 2022.
The New York Yankees.
Only twice, 2000 and 2009.
The Angels.
Yeah. I notice you're not saying you're not taking any risks here. I'm going to be
you didn't say full
kind and let you off.
Didn't say full
where are they from? Where are they from, the Angels?
Hello.
Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Doesn't matter.
Roughly.
In the broader area.
Yeah, you know.
Back to me, yeah?
Yeah.
Surely Texas Rangers?
2023.
Big guess. Okay, best teams. The Giants?
You two, these are all chancers. Yes, the San Francisco, Giants.
I knew it was the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
The other one play NFL.
Yeah. 2010, 2012, 2014. Did a great...
I think I'm done. I don't think I have another
answer. I'm just trying to speed things up here.
Unless I just name another animal or something. Or creature of fiction. No, I'll pass. I'm done.
If you play the revolver backwards.
You done?
Yeah.
I don't know if these were said...
Dodgers? They weren't said, no.
Jesus.
Do you know where they're from?
Are they?
Yeah. 2020, 2024, 2025.
Yeah. Okay.
You're basically just naming teams now that you know the name of. And?
Of the White Sox?
The Chicago White Sox. 2005.
Hmm.
He's like, I had no idea they're from Chicago.
What? The Red Sox and White Sox. Black Sox.
Surely these won it. The New York Mets.
No.
They're terrible.
No, Mets are dreadful.
I know.
Arizona Diamondbacks. The Atlanta Braves. The Florida Marlins. Kansas City Royals. The Philadelphia Phillies. St. Louis Cardinals. And the Washington Nationals. Boy,
I was trying to think of the Washington team.
See, I had the Florida Marlins, but I wasn't sure. They're the Miami Marlins now, aren't they? I think so.
I had them in the 76ers, but I knew 76ers were wrong.
It was basketball, yeah. What's the name of the team Michael Jordan played for? It was like underneath the White Sox.
That's the Cubs, isn't it?
It was a minor league team.
No, sorry.
Double A or Triple A.
Yeah, the affiliate.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a Washington team? No?
It's definitely Chicago. Oh,
anyway, David 1, Cameron 2, Dara 3.
Wow, these are
very low key. We're going to horse through this now. Name any county that's qualified for an All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final since the year 2000. There are 18 counties. We're basically a geography test to see if you can name counties who play football. All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final since 2000.
Find a way to screw it up.
Dara, David, Cameron. Semi-finalist since the year 2000. Go.
Kerry.
23.
Monaghan.
2.
Dublin.
18.
Armagh.
5.
Tyrone.
12.
Mayo.
14. Mayo.
Galway.
5.
Cork.
8. Cork and more semi-finals than Galway. That's interesting.
Donegal,
6.
Louth.
1.
Cavan.
1.
Bollocks. Derry.
4.
Now I'm forgetting what's left over.
6 left.
Yes.
You agree?
Oof, I just know that's not right, but I nearly guessed it. Oh God. Kildare.
Twice.
Mead.
4 times.
Down.
Once. Three left.
Anyone else left up in Ulster? Roscommon. Yeah.
Tipperary.
Oh, yeah. 2020. twice. Two more left.
Westmeath?
Oh, no.
Matty Ford's Wexford.
Yeah.
Jason Ryan's Wexford. And Fermanagh.
Yeah. Jason four.
We're four.
There you go. Good point for David.
Jeez.
I like the pace of that round. It was good. Mm. Everybody actually paying attention.
All right.
Cameron on two, David on two.
Aggression break, I reckon.
Still in the lead in three. Round four. Fun free magic number round. You know the rules. I'm going to give you four different statements with numerical answers. You add them up. Frank Sinatra sings bright, shiny beads. You put the pen down. If you get the number bang on, it's worth 3 points. Otherwise, the closest to it gets 2 points, with 1 point going to the next closest. All right, let's go. The number of Ireland caps won by Keith Earls, plus the number of All-Ireland medals won by Michael Murphy of Donegal, plus the shirt number Jude Bellingham wears for England, plus the number of times Henry Shefflin won Hurler of the Year. Go. Ireland caps Keith Earls, All-Ireland medals won by Michael Murphy, Jude Bellingham shirt number, Henry Shefflin Hurler of the Year titles.
Fred Cameron, forget it again.
Bangles. Bubble, bangles, hear how they jing jingling. Bubbles, bangles, bright shining beards. But I pen down. What do you got?
84.
84, 115.
I have 115 as well.
115 is correct.
Oh, what happens here?
3 points for everybody.
Yeah.
I completely underestimated Keith Earls' cap.
Yeah.
He's a centurion, isn't he?
Is he?
He
is.
Yeah.
How much?
Is it 100 or 101?
What have you got written down? Doesn't matter now. You got 3 points.
100.
All right, so what have you got?
101.
Okay, so you still might be able to. We should actually give bonus points for everybody. Not for this week, but for future reference. Yeah, the number of All Ireland medals won by Michael Murphy?
One.
Two.
All right, so you got that one wrong. Number, the shirt number Jude Bellingham is wearing?
10.
And how many times Henry Shefflin?
Four.
Three.
Three is the correct answer.
So there you go.
Nobody knows
there's
nothing.
How many is key?
101.
Okay.
Ah, great.
David's on three, Cameron's on five, Dara's on six. It's business as usual for the rapid fire round. You each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point for each one. We're going to start with the player in the lowest score, which is, whoa, this can't be right, it says David here.
There you go. Fairy tales can happen.
Yeah. One type's Cameron.
Yeah.
Are you ready, David?
Yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who's Ireland starting 10 against Australia this week?
Sam Prendergast.
Which county side does Brian Lohan manage?
Clare.
What English club did Leo Cullen play for?
Harlequins.
Leicester Tigers. What national team did Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink represent?
Holland.
Owen Kenny plays for what League of Ireland? In what city is La Bombonera?
Buenos Aires.
Noel Healy played Gaelic football for what county?
Cork.
Dublin. LeBron James departed which NBA team this week? Lakers is correct. So you didn't get Noel Healy. You didn't get Leicester Tigers. You got six.
I was strong.
Not good. Yeah.
David's on nine.
Good stuff.
In the lead.
They're always nice, those questions, David, aren't they?
Yeah, lead. Cameron's next. He has five. He needs four to tie. Five to put some pressure on Dara. Are you ready, Cameron?
Oh, yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who is Ireland starting scrum half against Australia?
Jameson Gibson Park.
Owen Elding plays for what Scottish Premier Club?
Hibernia.
What national team did Ian Dowie represent?
Oh, England.
Who did Ben O'Connor replace as Cork manager?
Pat Ryan.
Kitty McKay plays for what WSL club?
Chelsea.
How many senior All-Irelands has Jack O'Connor won as Kerry boss?
Five.
Name the Spanish club Luis Van Gaal managed.
Barcelona.
Westlife's Nicky Burns in the books of which English football club?
Oh, Leeds.
Yes! Whoa!
Great rapid fire.
Boom.
Did you get everything? Seven. What'd you get wrong?
Probably Jack O'Connor.
Ian Dowie.
Ian Dowie played for Northern Ireland.
Ian Dowie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ian Dowie. Yeah.
There you go.
Real.
So it's done.
Okay. David 9, Cameron 12, Dara's on 6. 6 to tie.
Jesus. You got it there, don't worry.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
20 seconds starts now. When did Galway last win the All-Ireland Hurling Final?
2018.
2017. What in club Dick Avocat formerly manage?
Netherlands.
Who did the Knicks beat in the 2026 NBA Finals?
Oh, I'm rattled now. I'm completely rattled.
How many World Cup goals Harry Kane scored?
8.
Who won the more Grand Slam titles, Venus or Billie Jean King?
Billie Jean King.
What was the Dick Avocat question?
Which English club did Dick Avocat manage? The Netherlands.
I was so rattled from the first question.
Controversial.
Oh, the pressure got to me. I've never led into rapid fire and it completely got to me. I'm not made for the big stage.
Ah, look, it's all a learning process.
Nah, fuck this.
Perfect. There you go. You're so pumped as well, Lara. You're like, this is the one.
Yeah, it's destroyed me now again.
Oh. No,
knock me down.
You can come back to this. It's not, you know, life is full of difficulties.
It's music.
It's how you respond.
I think this might be my retirement from the quiz.
No, that
was heartbreaking.
No, it's just difficult. No,
you said that every week as well.
They didn't suit you today.
Yeah.
That's all. Galway last won in 2017. Abacat managed Sunderland. San Antonio Spurs beaten by the Knicks. Harry Kane now is 13 ahead of Pelé. Venus Williams won 7. Billie Jean King won 12. And that is it. That is the quiz this week.
Wow.
Thanks to our friends at Lynx, who are making us smell good even when we don't look.
Smell your best when you look your worst.
Is it Rubber Soul next week for that Beatles round? What are we going to do?
What does that mean?
It's in the next album we cover.
Is that what? No,
I don't know.
Just, we need a 60th anniversary next week. That's Arthur's job though. So
come on, Pet Sounds.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Off the Ball Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.